Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Bubba and Bobby Show. I think we figured out that's what we're going to call it, guys. Welcome to the Bubba and Bobby Show. If you are listening or watching the replay, feel free to join us live each and every Friday at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, both on Facebook as well as YouTube, to join in on the conversation. If you would like to be a special guest or have a topic that you would like for us to cover right here on Bubba's Garage, do me a favor, reach out at bubbasgarage.tv. Wow, babe, it's been a crazy week.
It has been a very crazy week this week. It's drug by too.
You know, I don't know if it's been a crazy week just because we've been busy or if it's been a crazy week because the world's been mad.
That's true. The world has been very mad this week. It's kind of scary.
Yeah. I mean, I've been paying attention to the news. You know, I do a lot of programming and things like that. And when I do that, I listen to like the news and podcasts and things like that while I'm working. And man, babe, there's a ton of riots going on right now all over the world.
All over. Yeah. I mean, it's scary how bad they're getting.
It's really hard to believe that not long ago we were sitting here talking about making changes in our daily lives because of COVID-19. And we're still dealing with that.
Yeah, we're very much dealing with that. And these aren't necessarily the kind of changes that I foresee coming to the future. I
mean, how are you going to predict the world's going to go in riot mode? I mean, is that like, I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, I kind of get the reasoning for it, but I don't get the actions. I really don't.
Yeah, I get the reasoning for wanting your voice to be heard, but I feel like the actions are getting a little excessive, quite excessive, actually.
Yeah, it's been a really interesting week when it comes to listening and paying attention to the news. And, you know, I've heard it time and time again, and maybe we just need to quit paying attention to the news. Because if we keep paying attention to the news, we're never going to go on that trip that we're talking about planning.
Oh, I know, right?
It's going to keep getting delayed.
It seems like every day it's something different. Every week it's something different that's coming up that makes a trip seem a little bit scarier to go ahead and, you know, go ahead and do.
Yeah, if it's not COVID, it's a riot. And if it's not a riot, I'm afraid to know what's next. Actually, I hear there's a hurricane heading up the coast. It was actually targeting towards Texas, but it looks like it's moved a little bit more east towards Louisiana now.
When I checked it earlier today, it looked like it was going to cover the whole state of Louisiana. The whole track was going to be the whole width of the state. Yeah. So yeah, it's looking like it could get pretty bad over in Louisiana. So definitely keep them in your thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, absolutely. We got family over there. So definitely, if you're the praying kind, do me a favor, send a bunch of prayers over to our folks over in Louisiana and just, well, a little bit of the west coast or east coast, sorry, of Texas there. They're probably going to get hit a little bit. But we're south central, so we're probably not going to get a lot of impact from it. Right here on Bubba's Garage, probably more of a little bit of showers from time to time, probably.
We might get some rain clouds, you know, head our way just from the disbursement of the storm, but I don't think we're going to get anything major like Louisiana's going to get.
Yeah. So I think this weekend we're going to spend some time on the runaway camper, the V-Series build. Shelby finally finished up the spice rack, so I'm looking forward to getting that installed and set up. It's not going to take that long, but I got to mount it up and get ready for like that bed build right behind it. So as long as the weather holds up, we don't get any rain, then I'll be able to knock that out. But if we get some rain, it'll slightly delay me. Kevin Ryder says, howdy. Howdy, Kevin. Guys,
hey,
I don't
Kevin.
Know. Yeah, I was able to reach out to Kevin just late last night saying Kevin actually responded. We're going to be setting something up here really soon. Kevin's into the wilderness thing. He's got a lot of classes and things like that that he teaches. And honestly, babe, he's pretty much going to rip apart our EMT kit, our Molly kit on both of our Jeeps.
Sure.
He's going to tear it apart. But I'm honestly, you know, I respect that. I look forward to it because here's the thing. If we're doing it wrong, then we need to learn how to do it right. And I think Kevin is definitely the guy for that. So if that's something that you guys are interested in, do me a favor, stick around for a future live stream right here on Bubba's Garage. That is something we're going to do. So Kevin, I really appreciate it. Appreciate you reaching out. And honestly, I want to mention that real fast for everybody else. that's out there. If you have a topic that you would like for us to cover, do me a favor. Reach out on bubbasgarage.tv. We'd love to cover it.
Or if you want to be a special guest and talk about a specific topic with us, definitely reach out through Bubba's Garage TV.
Yeah, and we've talked to a couple of people that that have sent requests over that don't feel comfortable on live stream. Hey, I respect that. We have a setup that allows us to take out the video. So if you want to join audio only, hey, do that. And if you would like to be an alias because you don't want your name in the world, that's completely okay too. Definitely looking, send us, just reach out. Just do me that favor. Reach out. Now, I will tell you up front that sometimes it takes me a little while to respond back. You got to keep in mind, I run a dev team all day, every day. And then Bobby runs our business, all day, every day. And, it's quite challenging. We don't have a lot of free time. So, I will definitely get back to those. So definitely send them out. Do me a favor. If you have any topic you want us to cover, definitely let us know. And we've already gotten some really good ones, and a few of them took me about an hour to read. And they're pretty long.
They're
pretty long. So, if wilderness survival and EMT and all that kind of stuff is definitely up your alley in the future, we're going to have Kevin, Ryder. And Kevin, please tell me if I've misspelled that or said that incorrectly. Please correct me. But we have Kevin joining us here really soon, right here on Facebook and YouTube, as well as our podcast. Guys, if you don't know, we also podcast these. So you can reach us out on our podcast at Google Podcasts, or just go to our website. I'll make it simple. Just go to bubbasgarage.tv. You can find our podcast out there. It's on Google Podcasts. We have submitted our information over to iHeart and iTunes, but I haven't gotten confirmation back that it's live yet. So I don't know if it is or it isn't. I'll check.
I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to Kevin being a guest on the show and talking with us about some of that stuff. I'm really curious to see what he says about our gear that we have set up for our trips, especially with having our rig. We're looking at, you know, doing more of those, you know, off the grid camping and, you know, the back roads, the road less traveled. I'm really curious to see what he has to say about our setup.
Yeah, you know, we've been fortunate. We've never run into any emergency situations, but you know, honestly, Bobby doesn't give herself enough credit. She was medical in the military, so I'm pretty sure she could handle for the most part. But at the same time, it's not something you've done recently, right? I mean, it's been a while. So
it's been a while. Yeah. I mean, there's the core stuff that they drill into you that you'll never forget. But, you know, it's if you don't practice it, then you're going to lose a little bit of it.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to that, Kevin. So thank you so much for reaching out. We got a couple of things that we kind of want to mention on really tonight, and that is state parks.
Yes, state parks. The state of Texas state parks have actually opened up for overnight camping starting June 1st. But the funny thing is they're only actually allowing that to happen through September. So I think they're actually doing a test run to see how things go. But yeah, I noticed that anything after September, they haven't opened up yet.
Yeah, so that's interesting, but at the same time, I think I'm kind of excited about it because we said this a while back on a previous live stream, and that is why wouldn't they let you stay the night? I mean, you don't need to use the facilities anyway, right?
I think that's what they're trying to do is they're trying it out and see how it goes. And they don't want to have a year's worth of bookings that they're going to have an issue with if people don't follow the rules,
So what are you saying, babe? They're trying it out to see how many people get COVID? I mean,
probably.
let's see how many people get COVID from here, and if this doesn't work out, we'll stop doing it.
Well, because also on the website, they actually really outline rules on what you can and cannot do while you're there.
Yeah.
They still say 6 feet apart, you can only have groups of up to five people.
Yeah.
And unless it's family or people that live in the same household as you. So they still have all of those rules in place. So I think this is kind of like, you know, how the government is opening up in phases. I think the Texas State Park is trying to open up in phases, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's totally different across the rest of the world, but we are, one thing is for certain. I'm going to tell you guys this. Over the past week, we've committed. We are making plans for that overland trip that we talked about. We are definitely taking a different path, probably not the last, not the path that we originally thought, but not even that, not even the path that we talked about on our last stream. I'm currently planning that out. I'm going to call it like a sneaky snake. I'm going to call it a sneaky snake because we're going to kind of like sneaky snake it all the way to the north, just shot of Canada. And that's coming up really soon. So we definitely got to get busy. If you noticed on our YouTube channel, we didn't come out with a video this past week. And that's because of the weather. Primarily, I have the Via Series Outback. We had all those storms come in, and then Shelby still had to do a clear coat on the spice rack. So that's wrapped out. Right. I need to post some pictures of that, babe.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. I'm really hoping that we can get to doing some more work on that. One, I'm really excited to get it in now that it's done and have it mounted and ready to go. And two, have it ready to go so we can get the bed platform and maybe, possibly, hopefully be able to do like a quick weekend trip for a dry run to a state park.
Yeah, so this weekend, my plan is to dedicate as much time as possible, assuming the weather will hold up, and that is get the spice rack installed. Once the spice rack is installed on the overland rig, then we're going to turn around and we're going to set up the bed platform for Shelby in the back of that thing. We got to get it going. We don't have a lot of time if we're going to plan this overland trip around the United States. So that is our big, huge push. Like I said, Shelby just wrapped up the art stuff that she did on the spice rack. So it's pretty exciting. Honestly, hey, that is something else I want to mention. We have something special coming to you, bubbasgarage.tv, really, really soon. That's on our website. And that is really showcasing some of Shelby's art.
That's right. Yep. We're actually going to start showcasing her art.
Yeah. Yeah, so just before we started this live stream, we just did a clear coat on one of her first art pieces that are going to be available on bubbasgarage.tv. So keep your eyes out. We're going to be releasing that once she has a couple of art pieces out. She's come a long way in her earlier years. You know, if you go back and look at some of our videos there on YouTube, you know, from when she was a little fart to, well, she's not so little anymore, y'all. she's grown up. So we're going to post some of that on there. See what you guys think. Get your feel for it. I'd love to hear your feedback on some of that. And honestly, she would too. You know how it is. I mean, just because you can paint, you can draw, doesn't mean that everybody else can. And I got news for you. I can't. I can't.
Especially some of the stuff that she does. There's no way I could do some of the stuff she does.
She's phenomenal at it. And I think your feedback and your support would definitely go a long way. Speaking of something Shelby related, I don't know if we're going to turn this whole thing into a Shelby topic or not. Shelby, if you're watching, I greatly apologize that it was Mom's idea. but it is something else I wanted to mention, and that is Project Runway. If you guys check us out on YouTube, you see that we have a project called Project Runway. That was a big prank that we played on Shelby for her Forerunner.
Forerunner, yeah.
It wasn't intended, and somehow, some way, we ended up with this Forerunner project that at that time, she was 14 yeah. years old, that she couldn't live without. Well, yeah. I'm going to tell you here, and I'm going to tell you now. We spent a lot of time on the Forerunner, but Shelby and I had a conversation not long ago, very recent, and I think the project Forerunner Project Runway is going to be put on hold. It may be for a really long time. And let me explain real quick. We're going to make some modifications to it. But once we make those modifications and get that done, we're probably going to give it away. So we're probably going to put a new engine in it. I think we're going to finish a little bit of the interior. Maybe do the wheels. I'm not sure what else after that.
Do the interior. We might need to get some more carpet because we ripped all that up.
Yeah, but, so we gotta fix that.
Yeah, but other than that, probably just put it all back together again.
Yep, and then we're gonna give it away, and we already know who we're gonna give it to. So I apologize, but yeah, so that's kind of the plan. It's gonna change paths, but I think Project Runway is probably put on hold indefinitely at this point in time. You know, Kevin says get cracking this weekend should be nice for it. That's kind of what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's going to be really nice.
Actually, Kevin, I looked at the weather for this weekend in our area, and the most chance of rain that I saw was 10%. So I'm hoping that holds true for the weekend, because I'm really wanting to get out back and get on that runaway.
Yeah, we got to get that stuff done. Wanted to do it last weekend. Weather didn't hold up, and Shelby didn't either. So, well, she was running behind. I mean, she's got a job, too. She's got things she's got to do, and I respect that. So, and it looks good. It gave her an opportunity to be creative with something totally different than drawing on her pads or her notepads or whatever you call those art.
The canvases, the art pads.
Yeah, drawing on that and doing her paint and all that kind of stuff. So it gave her something different. And I'm excited about it. So
I'm really excited for everybody to see it, because she did a really phenomenal job on getting creative with the stuff that she put on it.
Yeah. Yeah. So and it's finite details. It's little bitty. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Tomorrow, I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to post it out on Instagram and Facebook. So if you follow us on Instagram and Facebook, definitely check that out. I'll post the pictures ASAP, first thing tomorrow morning. Baby, you're going to have to remind me because I'll forget.
I'll set a reminder.
Yeah, so we're going to post that. But I hope to get that installed. I hope to mount the chuck box inside of the rig as well. But being the fact that we have state parks opening up here in the state of Texas and allowing overnight stays, if things go well over the next week, maybe two, maybe three at the tops.
Yeah, three tops.
We might do a shakedown.
Yeah.
Shakedown. And it'll be much better than doing a shakedown in the backyard.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm really excited to actually use it. You know, we were talking about, and I said this in a previous podcast.
Yeah,
we talked about doing an Easter weekend trip, you know, with the rig to get a dry run. And honestly, we're actually supposed to be on the trip per our original schedule right now. And with COVID-19, everything got pushed back. The Easter trip didn't work out. So now it's, you know, I'm really excited to actually, you know, take it out and use it.
Now, today is a 5th, so we would probably be pretty close to Canada right now.
Probably.
Maybe a day or two away. Probably pretty close to Canada. Kevin says, I'm hopefully getting the solar panels mounted on the Silverado this weekend. San Antonio should be nice. Yeah, nice. I think you're going to be safe, because the way San Antonio is, and that storm, it's going to be, I don't know which direction this is looking, but it's going to be way east, east. So yeah, it's going to be a perfect time.
Yeah.
I'd be really curious, Kevin, what kind of solar panels you're putting on there. Now, we did a prototype solar panel out on the patio for the charging station. It works out really good. It's a small pack. It's not huge. I'd like to put a bigger pack on the rig, but honestly, I think the biggest thing is we planned for an entire solar setup on the rig before we hit this trip. And I think we're going to be skimpy.
Yeah. For this trip, I think we're going to kind of do the bare essentials. We're just going to make it usable now and then slowly grow to that before our next trip.
Yeah, we had plans on putting a big awning over the top. That was a very expensive. What did we budget? About $1,200 for that. $1,000 box on the front. And then putting one big, huge panel in the center, and then building my own shower type setup. And, you're talking about just with those numbers there, it's $2,000 to $3,000. And with the world the way it is right now, I'm going to hang tight. I think we don't have to have those things to do this trip. So we're going to do them without it.
That's right.
But maybe when we get back, I'll look at adding those because I'll regret it if it rains in the middle of that trip. But
yeah,
I'd be really curious to hear how that project goes, Kevin. So definitely keep us posted. And if not, definitely let us know on the live show that you join here really soon. It's really funny because, well, I don't know if it's funny, but so I did some checking and, you know, Kevin's got a lot of stuff going on over there. A lot of the stuff that he does I actually deal with in day-to-day business. So, Kevin, we're going to have a very interesting topic. It's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to it. And, guys, right here on BubbasGarage.tv, we got Kevin Ryder showing up really soon to give us a little bit pointers about what to do and what not to do when it comes to medical things and the wilderness and survival. He's a man of many topics, so we look forward to having him here really soon.
Absolutely.
I want to see Kevin says 400 watt with an MPPT controller, 3,000 pure sine wave inverter and all the fixings. Wow, that sounds like a really sweet setup. That's actually a pretty powerful setup.
Yeah.
That's Kevin, that's a little bit bigger than I was planning. I mean, I was planning on something just to keep the laptop charged, keep my cell phones charged, you know, keep our GPS and our navigation system charged. Very little to no lighting whatsoever. I think that's going to be a pretty big setup. I'm guessing you're probably going to run some pretty big batteries. I think we only planned for one very small battery. I don't remember what the amperage is on it. I have to go back and check, but it wasn't very big at all. So, you're going to have to tell us a little bit more about that here really soon when we are able to chit-chat together. That'd be really nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, another thing I want to bring up, babe, is something and it's news to me. I know it may not be news to everybody. Y'all may already know this, but that is the 2021 Ford Bronco.
Yes, it was supposed to be the 2020 Ford Bronco.
Yeah.
But with the COVID-19, the production
it's delayed and everything else.
And so now they're supposed to be releasing, fingers crossed, they're supposed to be releasing that to the public, introducing it to the public in July. So yeah.
Well, they're calling this Ford Bronco, and you know, I know everybody else out there is already talking about it, but I get really excited about the Ford Bronco because one of the first builds that I ever did, and Kevin's going to like this, wasn't a Ford. It was a Chevrolet K5 Blazer. Chevrolet K5 Blazer. Well, actually, I built a Ford, but I didn't like the Ford. It wasn't a Bronco. I wanted a Ford Bronco, but I didn't get a Ford Bronco. I ended up buying a Chevy K5 Blazer out of Austin. And the engine went out by the time I got home. But I've always been a huge fan of the Broncos. And the thing is, they're calling this Ford Bronco the Jeep Wrangler competitor.
They are. They're actually saying it's going to be very close in competition with the Jeep Wrangler. They're not releasing a lot of specs about it. There's a lot of speculation about what it's going to have and what it's not going to have. Some of the more predominant ones is they're saying it's going to have the removable top and doors, just like the Jeep Wrangler. It's going to have a rear tailgate mounted tire.
I'm just going to back up for a minute. I get the specs. They're talking about the 7-speed transmission, you know, 2.7 liter V6 turbocharged, a 2.3 liter as well, 4-cylinder. But I got to back up for a minute. When you say that you're creating a Wrangler competitor, I have a hard time with this because, look, I've seen, and they just came out with videos not long ago about this whole thing running in the, you know, clay and all this kind of stuff with a couple of Jeep Wranglers. I just don't see it. I mean, the thing is it's still a got independent front end suspension system. It's not a solid axle. I think it's a modern day version of a pretty cool four wheel drive.
I think so as well. I mean, unless they've really done some major changes to it with the new design with the 2021 Bronco. I think it's, they're trying to compete, but I would have to see some of the specs and see what the way they actually built it to actually truly say whether I think it's a good Wrangler competitor.
I just have a hard time when I just look at the pictures. Because, I mean, look, I want this to work. I really do. Because I'm a huge Ford Bronco fan. And I think what they're doing, bringing it back since, 1996, I believe it was. I could be wrong on that. I think it's phenomenal. I think it's awesome. I've been a huge Ford fan 90% of my life until I got a Jeep. And when you look at, well, that's because I couldn't afford a Jeep. Just heads up. I could afford a Ford, but I couldn't afford a Jeep. But the thing is, when you look at the fender, I just feel like there's just too much crap in the way. I mean, it just reminds me, and it's not like I dislike trucks. I love trucks too, but they got a lot of wheel well going on in there, and there's just too much in the way. I don't know. It's just me.
Yeah, like I said, I really don't know. I would have to see the release in July 2020 to give my true opinion on if it's a true Wrangler competitor. I mean, there's a lot of talk about having high ground clearance like you do in the Jeep. There's a lot of talk about the removable tops and doors, but I haven't heard really anything spec-wise that would make it a true Jeep competitor as of yet. But of course, a lot of that stuff, well, they're keeping the lid on pretty tight.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're saying. So here in July, we're going to have the unveiling. We'll see how that turns out. Kevin says it would be interesting to see how long it would take for the Ford to break down on the trail. That'd be an interesting. Found on the road found on road dead. I think that's what they call the Ford. But honestly, I'm not going to pick on them too bad because I've owned a lot of Fords and they've never left me on the road dead. They've actually held up really well in most scenarios. So I'm really rooting for the Ford Bronco, but when you say it's a Wrangler competitor, I feel like there's some stuff left there. Until they do the unveiling and I actually see it in action, I think I'm going to say that it's not a Wrangler competitor. That's my thoughts.
Yeah. And a lot of the speculation is going off from people seeing the Spide photos, and you can't see under the hood in a Spide photo. You can't see, under the vehicle in a Spide photo.
Well, and some Spide photos you can't. If it's underneath there, you can.
So, I guess so. Yeah. If it runs over you, I guess it could.
Hey, Kevin corrected me. It's actually fix or repair daily found on the road dead. Kevin, I mean, honestly, I've never had those experiences with most, if any, Fords that I've ever owned. They've held up really well. Honestly, and I say that a lot. I don't know if y'all know that, but I say that a lot. I've fixed, repaired, and rebuilt a lot of Chevrolets. And that's sad, but that is true. I have built a lot of Chevrolets. My first Chevrolet that I rebuilt was a K5. The only Ford that I rebuilt was a 1976 Ford F100. I rebuilt it from ground up. And the only reason I rebuilt it from ground up is because I got it and it was broke. It didn't have an engine in it. I mean, if I had to put an engine in it or I couldn't drive it. Rebuilt that from ground up and gave it away. Panned out really well. It was a really nice, really nice truck. But 90%, I mean, honestly, I don't even want to get in percentages. All of the Fords that I've owned, I've never really had to. I might have had to fix one or two, but I don't think I've had to completely rebuild them. I've rebuilt a lot of Chevrolets. And, honestly, I'm not a big, huge Chevrolet fan, so I greatly apologize, Kevin. Honestly, the new ones, the new trucks, the new Chevrolet trucks, what is that, the Bison and all that? Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty nice. Yeah. So if you notice, we're not really big into trucks around here. It just hasn't been out. Yeah. But I do like my trucks. I just don't have a big need for them. I think the SUV lifestyle has panned out really well. So, I don't know.
I've I've never really been a big truck fan, you know. Growing up, my parents had a few trucks and stuff like that. And I just, I don't know. I just never really, you know, was interested in trucks. And it might be because, you know, growing up with them or something like that. I don't know. But SUVs, I was actually even reluctant to go into the SUV world. You know, I was more of the car person. But then, you know, I got into my Edge, my Ford Edge.
You had a Ford Edge. Yeah, you did. Before you embraced the Jeep lifestyle.
Yeah, you did. And then I, like you said, embraced the Jeep lifestyle after our Big Bend trip in 2015. And 2 weeks later, I owned a Jeep Wrangler.
Yeah. I always wanted a Jeep. I just couldn't afford one. I actually had one of those Daihatsu Rocky 4x4s. That was the closest I could get to a Jeep. It was fun. It was a blast. And it worked out really well. You know, babe, you know, I think maybe a future episode right here on Bubba's Garage, we need to do like get to know us Q&A kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if you guys have ever heard of any of these things or some of the stuff that we're sharing. We'd love to get to know you, and we'd love to you to get to know us. So maybe that's something that we do in a future episode right here on Bubba's Garage. Yeah. We just get to know us. And, you know, because I grew up on a farm and ranch. And when you grow up on a farm and ranch, I don't even think we had a car. I think we had nothing but trucks. I mean, I don't think we had a car at all. And, you know, most of us kids, we didn't get to ride the cab. We had to ride the back. You know, I mean, I remember getting ridden down to the bus stop my dad was driving a tractor and it had a wagon with hay on it. And this was our driveway, mind you, getting down to the bus stop, AKA at the end of the driveway. We rode in the little wagon on the tractor, you know. Pulling from hay, you know, we had our little gloshes boots on, you know, so I don't know. We left our little boots at the end of the road, you know, when we got off the school bus, we'd put those boots back on and we'd truck back up to the house. So I don't know. I think that'd be a really exciting episode. It'd be really interesting. Leave me some comments down below if you're watching the replay. I'd love to hear from you guys and your thoughts on if you would like to get to know us more. And if so, smash the crap out of the like button because I'd really like to hear it. And maybe that's something we'll do really soon in a future video podcast right here on Bubba's Garage.
Absolutely.
Kevin says, I've got nothing against Ford, but I don't see them being a serious challenge to the Wrangler until they get the bugs worked out over the first few years and prove themselves to the world. Kevin, I totally agree. I mean, they can talk the talk all day long. And don't get me wrong, that Ford Raptor is phenomenal. I love the Ford Raptors. Way overpriced.
Yeah, they are.
Way overpriced. And I've been looking at them from time to time. I like looking at them. And I'm not – that price is just – I just don't see it worth it, really, you know?
Yeah, and going back to Kevin's comment, you know, that's – You pretty much hit the nail on the head too, because, you know, they're going to be coming out in early part of 2021. But I mean, look at what happened with the JLs when they first came out. I mean, they had recall after recall after recall, and some of them were fairly serious recalls, catching fire. The chassis break in because of the welds and stuff like that. There were a lot of serious recalls. It seems to have calmed down on the JLs quite a bit, but you're right. You know, once these Fords come out in 2021, I'd be curious to see, you know, how those are introduced and how they do in the first year or two.
Yeah. They got to get those kinks worked out first. I mean, even when the Gladiator came out and they've been talking about, you know, the heat around the channel where the transmission is at and stuff like that. So I don't know. I think I'm with you, Kevin. I'm totally with you. Give it a couple of years. Let those kinks get worked out. We'll see where those kinks take us. But I'm really excited for it to come out. I mean, we really need some competition to the Jeep Wrangler. But I got news for you. It will not be a Wrangler competitor in my mind unless something changes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is I would have to hear more of the true specs of what's coming out. I mean, they would have had to do a major overhaul, redesign of the Bronco to be a true Wrangler.
Well, but even at that, I think it's even more than that. I mean, think about it. You have a lot more going with the Wrangler. I mean, the aftermarket community, I mean, come on. One of the businesses that we have right here on Bubba's Garage is building aftermarket parts for the Jeep Wrangler. And, you know, the biggest mistake I think Ford ever made was taking the Bronco out of production. And that hurt them. There was things back then. There was aftermarket stuff, and they're going to hit things this year, or not this year, but next year, they're going to hit things within the aftermarket world, but it's not going to be the same. It needs to be there a long time. It needs to stay the same for a very long time. So in my mind, you need to come out with the best of the best of the best the first time and leave it there. You need to leave it there for years to come. And look, we own businesses right here on Bubba's Garage. So what we're saying is this: any product that you come out with today, it's going to take 6 months to a year just for that product to start taking off. So Ford, do me a favor. If you're going to come out with the Bronco, make it the best of the best of the best of the best the first time. And then keep it out for 5 years and don't stop. And then maybe you'll have a Wrangler competitor. Glenda says, hey, Bubba and Bobby, how are y'all doing? Hi, Glenda. I hope you're doing well. Gosh, honestly, when we started this whole episode right here on Bubba's Garage Night, you know, we started the world's different. The world's crazy, and it's kind of got me down and out. You know, we're doing the whole sneaky snake trip around the United States now, because we not only got to avoid COVID-19, but we also got to avoid riots. And I'm not sure what's next, but I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the riots, what was that? We had ordered something online not too long ago. And
I posted that.
Yeah, we actually ordered something online not too long ago, and we checked the tracking on it to see how long it was going to take to get here, because it should have already been here. And they actually wrote on the tracking information something along the lines of, due to civil unrest in the area, your package has been delayed. So the riots are causing more of a distress on society than I think a lot of people are realizing.
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie, you know, starting this episode, we started talking about the riots and what's going on around the world. And I nixed it pretty quick. We moved past it because I just don't want to get on the topic. There's so much sad crap happening in the world that I'm just not willing to stoop to that level. I'm just not interested. I need to look at the positive side of things in life, and some of the crap and that negative stuff that's going on, it just really just sucks the life out of you. And I'm not interested. And so
people were already down with the lockdown for coronavirus, you know, being scared of the coronavirus. So people's emotions were already down. Now having all of this, it's just bringing you even further down.
Yeah, I mean, we just don't need this crap in this world. I mean, people need to start looking at things from a positive standpoint. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Life slaps us in the face every day. And I'm not going to, I mean, come on. Y'all don't know the full story, and I'm not going to share it right here on Bubba's Garage, but I'm going to tell you this. We've been slapped in the face plenty of times over the past several years with a lot of bad situations, a lot of them, and they're very heartfelt. They hurt. They cripple us to our knees. And when I say knees, I don't mean just joking around. I mean to our knees, where we're begging and asking for different paths. And, in those times, in those moments, you got to find something positive to look at. You have to. Don't let it succumb to you. Be blessed for what it is that we do have, not what it is that we don't have. And let's move past that and be thankful. Be thankful. Let's and treat people with respect. I mean, it doesn't matter if you agree or you disagree. My team and I were talking about that today. My team actually sent me something very special today. They actually sent me a screenshot with a bunch of everybody's remote, right? With a bunch of notes on it, thanking me for everything that I have done for them. And in the end, I thank them for what it is that they've done for me. But one of the things that I wanted to mention was, my team, we're, you know, if we don't argue amongst each other, we're not doing our jobs. we're engineers and we're developers and things like that. And our job is to argue amongst each other. But in the end, just because we argue, we move past it. We got to argue the points to be innovative. So I encourage that, but you don't destroy, you don't hurt. And these riots are destroying people. Not only are they destroying people, they're destroying livelihoods. So I don't agree with that. Everything else I am pro for, depending on where that conversation goes. But I decided we're not going to talk about that tonight. I'll get on a rant that, and we'll be here for several hours.
So, I just want to say, keep those people affected by the riots in your thoughts and prayers, because there's a lot of people who have already been pushed down,
yes,
like
please.
I said, by the coronavirus, and now their businesses, their homes are getting destroyed. So yeah. Keep them in your thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, the world's in a tough spot right now, and if you want to get out there and you actually want to show your support for this thing, do me a favor, do it. Please show your support, but do not do it in a fashion that's going to cause harm, damage to anyone or anyone's property. You're affecting people's lives. And that package that we had waiting to come in is goods that we need to manufacture our products. So they get delayed and we can't ship or manufacture. And that's a very light example, you guys. That's a very light example. So our employees will have to take a day off possibly because those goods did not come in. That's funds in their pocket and mouths that they have to feed. No, we weren't in that position. We didn't have to do that. But I'm just using that as an example. You demolish somebody's storefront and there's employees that work there. So now they can't feed their families. So please be safe and pray and do it right. Okay. Kevin says, did you have to look? Oh, did you look into those Instapot bag meals? I didn't. I have not.
I mean, I've been really busy, but I will say this, Kevin. I did eye a few Instapots at the store last weekend while I was doing some grocery shopping. And yeah, he's shaking his finger at me. So
buying.
I have not forgotten about that by any means. And I'm serious. I do want to look into doing those bag meals because that makes
it
so
idea.
Much easier. That would make it so much easier, whether it's Instapot or doing a crock pot. It would make having those meal preps ready to go. You can just dump it in there, turn it on and let it go. And
then you throw the bag away afterwards.
Yeah. There's very little cleanup.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't had a chance to look at it at all, Kevin. And, I've been slammed. I've been really busy. We, picked up a couple more projects. I don't know why I picked those up. I don't, because we have enough to do as it is. And so I'm working on those projects. Bobby's been really busy with everything. And yeah, so we're going to look at it at some point, I think.
So, Kevin, let me ask you a question, if you don't mind. I don't know if they have these for the Instapot, but I know they have them for the regular crock pots where they have the bag lining for the actual pot itself. Have you ever tried using that bag rather than putting everything in a Ziploc and dumping it in, just put it all in that bag? Tie it up and put it in the freezer that way. That way, all you have to do is just pull the bag out, put it in the crock pot, and turn it on.
So dump the stuff in the bag in the pot, kind of like the crock pot. But the Instapot cooks hotter. So
that's,
it's like cooks a lot faster than a crock pot.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if they have those bags for the Instapots, but they do. It's a liner. It's a crock pot liner that is a bag. And, you know, I'm not sure if they have those for Instapot, but I'd be really curious to see your thoughts on maybe doing something like that.
Okay. Kevin says he's going to send a few resources over. So we'll take a look at that. I'll check my email afterwards.
Awesome.
And forward it to you so you can take a look.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I mean, I like the idea of being able to throw everything that's in a bag into the Instapot and boom, it's ready to go. That would be really cool. You know, and something else I want to mention is we want to do a cook night on the griddle, on the 17-inch griddle on the rig, the V-Series, kind of like a test run to test it out. We haven't done that at all. That's something we want to do really soon. But something I want to mention, and this is a continuation of our last episode, was we did get the different smoker out back. The other smoker will be finding its way out. Just a heads up, we'll end up talking about that. We've already used it twice now. I think we learned a little bit from it, so we're going to test it out again and maybe even get to try it out tonight, because I believe Shelby is prepping up the world's famous thin crust pizzas
from scratch
tonight. So we're going to take a look and see how those pan out as well. As Kevin says, let's see what Kevin says. He says, not that I know of, but I think this is the answer to your question, babe. Not that I know of, but I'll have a look. The nice thing about the Instapot is it only takes about 15. See, that's what I was talking about. 15 minutes to cook the meal, not 8 hours. 15 minutes? Man, I mean, we just drop the stuff in there.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of my biggest things that I've heard about that really kind of interests me about getting an Instapot is that, you know, as long as the meat, for the most part, is thawed, I've heard a lot of people, not just Kevin, talking about Instapots.
Yeah.
You know, they take that, you know, it's nothing to actually cook the meal versus a crock pot takes almost all day, depending on what you're cooking.
Yeah.
So like what I mostly cook is like roasts. I cook a lot of roasts in the crock pot. So I'd be curious to know, and Kevin, you might be able to answer this, how long it would take to cook, say, a 3-pound roast in an Instapot, because I know how long it takes in a crock pot. It takes about 4 to 6 hours.
Oh, he said about 15 minutes. That's some cooking, man, right there.
If a 3-pound roast cooks in 15 minutes, that's awesome.
Yeah, that might be something we're gonna have to play around with one day before too long. It's just most of the time we go to what we know. You know how it is. I mean, we go to what we know, and that what we know is our pre-cooked meats and things like that, and we dump those out and we slice them up and throw them on the griddle, cook them up real fast. We did an entire breakfast bake, like breakfast meal, on the griddle in 15 minutes last night. Kevin says maybe about 30 minutes at max.
Oh wow, that's phenomenal. That's like, phenomenal.
That's like a bomb waiting to go off. That's crazy.
And they actually, I saw a couple Instapots there that they're not just the Instapots. They now have Instapot, air fryer, convection oven all in one too. But I mean, one of my big things with a crock pot is I have to remember to put it together in the morning, you know, and if I don't get it on by a certain time, then I can't make meal.
You won't have to worry about that on an Instapot, evidently.
Apparently not.
So that whole boom thing, you know, reminded me of something. And I know this stream is like all over the place tonight, y'all. But it reminds me when I was doing some UXO stuff, and this is where we were blowing. And this was legitimate explosives, by the way. And we set some explosives out. And we to get it more dramatic, right? We set a bunch of tires on top of the explosives in a field, in a pasture, right? And by the way, this is all quarantined off, not quarantined. Well, it's got caution tape. It's all blocked off and everything. You can't get up there.
It's a designated explosive area.
it's an explosive ordnance area. So we set this stuff off and blew this thing up, and the tire went up in the air. And so when you think Instapot, that's what I'm thinking, right? I'm thinking,
the roast is going to go up in there.
Yeah, but the funny thing, the scary part of this this time was, and I think I have video of this. Did you see? Yeah, I told you about this. So I got video of this, and the tire goes up in the air, and it catches on fire and then lands back down on the ground. But the problem is we had a second explosive not far away from it that we couldn't detonate. So the whole field was like in lockdown for like the longest time. It was great. It was great. But, you know, Kevin says about 30 minutes for a roast that you cook for about 6 hours just reminds me of something, a bomb that's fixing to go off. It's just so scary.
Yeah, I'm definitely intrigued by the Instapots. I definitely want to do some more research on them too, because from what I saw going into the store, there's a lot of options that you can get on them now. It's not like a long time ago when they first came out. It's just the Instapot.
Yeah. So, guys, we're going to wrap up this episode. We're getting close to our time. And I just wanted to say a couple of things. Over the past couple of weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, we've kind of done this whole – just talk in general, talk to you guys I want to know how you feel about that. If you're watching the replay afterwards or you listen to this on podcast, look us up on Facebook and YouTube. Add some comments. We'd love to hear your feedback on the just having the conversation versus targeting these episodes to a particular
a specific topic. Yeah.
I'd love to hear what you guys have to say about that. We're going to wrap it up. But guys, like I said, we do this every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time on both Facebook and YouTube. We do have Kevin. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us here tonight. We will be doing a live stream here in the very near future with Kevin. We're going to talk about some EMT stuff, but not only that, we're going to talk about wilderness survival. And that is definitely something that you're going to want to stick around to because, well, if you're out doing overlanding and things like that, and well, there's always a chance or always an opportunity where, well, I don't even call it an opportunity. There's a disaster when crap hits a fan, and it will hit the fan. Guys, so definitely stick around for that. Yeah. If you like this video, do me a favor. Give us a huge, huge, huge thumbs up. And if you really like this video and you want to stick around to find out what happens next right here on Bubba's Garage, do me a favor. Please subscribe on our YouTube channel. And until next time, we'll see you on the flip side. Good night, everybody.
Good night.